Frustrations and hope were expressed by concerned residents Tuesday evening in Coburg over the operation of an emergency shelter within the downtown core. 42 people registered to speak during the four-hour meeting on the impacts this shelter, which has only been in operation for 7 months, is having on the community. The town hall meeting, attended by over 100 people, was moderated by Kim Derry, a former deputy chief of the Toronto Police, who appealed for a respectful hearing but warned of foul language and graphic video and pictures. The first speaker was Carol Ann Bell Smith, who spoke from a wheelchair, stressing her quality of life has negatively been affected by the users of the shelter, where some town facilities are no longer accessible. She says she doesn't feel safe downtown.
Since Transition House went low barrier, I have felt unsafe downtown. Many incidents of being threatened, chased, spit on, not be able to use the bathrooms have literally ended my citizenship in Coburg. Literally. I feel like I can't access medical care. Coburg Orthopedic and Sports Injury Clinic, I was an avid user several times a week. Can't go there anymore, not safe, after an incident.
The facility at 310 Division Street is owned by Northumberland County and operated by Transition House, a community organization. But since opening in December, complaints about violence and drug use in the area have led police to increase daily foot patrols and helping security manage issues. Ben Crawley, co-owner of the Coburg Orthopedic and Sports Injury Clinic directly across the street from the shelter, presented security footage showing suspected drug dealing, violence, and urination on his property. Crawley says he calls police and security multiple times per day.
All of the behaviors are contrary to 310's code of conduct and what it means to be a good neighbor. There is a clear pattern of increased chaotic behaviors on our property since the expansion of emergency services from Chapel to 310 Division. This is a fact.
Bob Ledrew defended Transition House, saying the shelter has been open for less than 1 year and has been under a microscope since that time, but he is confident with a little more time, staff can work out the issues. Community advocate Missy McLean says the community is asking the wrong questions.
The question we should be grappling with is not how the relocation and expansion of emergency shelter services is impacting our community. Instead, we should be talking about the ways in which our community is being impacted by the ongoing, rapidly increasing, organized abandonment of our municipalities by the provincial government.
Derry says he will compile all the submissions and presentations of the town hall into a report to be presented to Coburg Municipal Council at a later date. Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.